You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, good morning. Hey, good Saturday morning, wake up. If you're not awake after that last one, something wrong with you. Hear me? Listen. Here's what we got today. I'm going to give you a couple announcements real quick. Phone numbers you can call in for help. Ways you can reach me. I'll give you my Gmail. During the week, you can always contact us. I don't think we get enough contact. People need help. You can't tell me they don't need. I see what's going on in the world. We all need help. Open your eyes and go, man, I need to reach out to somebody because it's not what it should be in my family. It's not what it should be in my health. It's not what it should be in my life. And you can hit us up during the week. It's real easy. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline. Write that down. Speak to it in your phone real quick. Put it on the speaker thing. Try Lifeline. Put it in your little memo thing. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I expect interaction during the week. We want to help you. Can't help you unless you actually email. Phone number here while I'm on the air. Okay, this program is called Lifeline. It's just that. It's a lifeline for you to reach out and begin your relationship with Christ. Get to know some verses. Get some prayer for yourself, your family, your health. Whatever it is you need, you can call here and speak to me about it during the program, okay? So 221-1100, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Right now, call anybody anywhere in the U.S. or abroad and say, get on your computer right now. Go WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. When it comes up, click live broadcast. You're in with this program right now. I don't care where you are. I'm going to go ahead and give the support. I usually do this at the end, but let's do all this in the beginning so we can roll with this teaching right to the end. Support this ministry. Love to see your gift or offering. You can just make it out Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Okay, the ministry is under Bob Allen Ministry, but it doesn't really matter. Bob Allen Ministry, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Could use your support. God blesses you when you help enhance his kingdom. There's no reason not to sow your seed here. This is a good ministry. We're helping plenty of people, doing what we can to reach, especially this community. But with the internet nowadays, so many people buy the word of God. Okay? Now listen, here's what I want to address today. Well, not me. This is what God has put on my heart. The world has gotten so evil. We're going to end up in Galatians 6. So get your Bible ready. Ephesians 6. Get your Bible ready. Get to Ephesians 6. You got to learn this stuff today. Let's start with some prayer. We're going to open our eyes, open our hearts, open our spiritual understanding so God can speak to us and teach us and allow us to see things from his word that we can't otherwise see in our flesh. Let's get out of our flesh for some moments here. Okay? Let's get before God. You ready? Father God, we come to you this day. We stop what we're doing for this brief moment in time. We humble ourselves before your throne, your kingdom. We want to hear from your spirit and learn of you today. Right now, this moment. In our heart, we are surrendering to you to hear your words, to heed them, have them, hunt them, put them down in us where they take root in us, begin to grow and begin to change us from this very day, in this very moment in time, Father. Let us begin to grow in your likeness and image by the word of God in which we're about to hear. Please hold my hand today, Father. Walk with us. Keep us on a short rope that we may not stray to the right or to the left today. We thank you, Lord. We'll deal with tomorrow when it gets here, but walk with us today. We need your mighty hand in our life. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name, by your spirit, by that Holy Spirit. Amen. Now listen close. I want to take this short time, okay, to open your eyes to something. And this is going to be Ephesians chapters 10 through 20. To be specific, this is going to be the book of Ephesians chapters 10 through 20. Chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. You'll find it in the New Testament. Just go past Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Romans. You'll go to General Electric Power Company. That's how Daddy taught me when I was a kid. But Galatians, Ephesians. It's the second one. Find it. Get there. Get chapter 6, 10 through 20. Paul gives an entire discourse. Now, listen to this now. I mean, he does. He takes a lot of time to explain something that we are just blowing by today. Okay? Paul gives an entire discourse on what a believer must do. This is not an option. If you're a Christian, if you think you're a believer, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you confess and proclaim to be in a relationship with God, here's what you must do, Paul says. You must do and able to have the opportunity. Now, this is just to have the opportunity. Without this, this opportunity is not for you, okay? Paul says you got to do this just to have the opportunity to not be moved or shaken, excuse me, by the trickery and deception of the devil. Paul said, listen, I'm going to give you a discourse. You got to follow it. You got to hear it, and you got to do it. If you don't hearken to what he's about to tell us, he says there will be no opportunity for you to move against, stand against, or move in a forward motion to defeat the devil. You will be shaken. You'll be tore up by his trickery if you don't do this. Yet nobody agrees that the devil is in full attack. And I say that on purpose that way. Some people do, but very few, man. Very few. Most people do not really, truly believe the devil is on full attack with you, seeking to devour you every day you live. The Bible says he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking. That's not just glancing around and hoping he sees somebody. This joker is going out of his way. He is seeking. He's got binoculars on, looking from a, seeking to devour you. And we don't care. We don't think it's serious. We take it as a joke. The world's gotten so evil, the evil looks normal. We look at our life and we're like, well, that's not a big deal. So she's with her and he's with him and so be it. Let them do their thing. If that went on, if that became the normal, do you realize we would cease to exist? God said, be plentiful and reproduce, replenish my earth. That's the command. That's the command. The trickery is the devil comes in and makes things look so innocent and so nothing. And we look at them and we go, well, that's okay. That's them. That they're not hurting. If that takes over, everything starts with a seed. A seed grows into a tree, grows into a forest. If that takes over, we will cease to exist as a nation or a people. You got to look at the things of the devil, but you can't see them until you get in the Word. Your eyes have to be open. Listen to me now. Listen to me now. Okay, nobody agrees the devil's on full attack, seeking to devour you every day. The man or woman who's lost their job, lost their spouse, lost their children, lost your integrity, lost your position, lost your pulpit, lost your mind. Some are in crazy farms. Listen. Do you think that was God's will for your life, really, for 1 second? Do you sit there and think, God did this to me? God loves me so much, I'm on dope. Huh? God loves me so much, I'm in divorce. It's normal. Everybody's getting divorced. We got half the church getting divorced. It's the way it is today, Landon. It is, but you don't have to live in it. We're being fooled. We're being duped. We think the normal is the way of the world. The Bible says, be not conformed. I mean, that's very clear. Be ye, that's you, say, look you. Don't be conformed to this world, period. It doesn't say, look, kind of like it. Oh, you walk in it sometimes, jump out of it when you want. Don't you do that. It'll mess you up. You get sucked in that tide before you know what's going on. He says, be not conformed to this world, but, and then he comes with a but. That antithetic parallelism will straighten you out every time. Listen, when he turns it around and says the same thing in the opposite to tell you, don't do this, but do this. He says, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, which is what we're about to take place on in a second. Okay? Listen to me. You got to renew your mind. All right? The spouse, the job, the integrity, the position, the pulpit. We've lost these things. And then that person will look at you. When you go to talk to them and say, well, man, I did this to myself. Of course you did. But do you think you woke up a month ago, a week ago, the very morning in which you did it? And the first thing on your mind when you got out of bed was breakfast, and I got to go to the bathroom, and it was not, listen, I'm going to destroy myself today. I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to embezzle money for the company, and I'm going to destroy myself. That's what I'm going to do. That's a great idea. I think I'll do it. You didn't think that. You don't think there's a devil. You don't think trickery and evil exist before you continually every second trying to deceive you and make you destroy yourself. I hope you're listening this morning. If you're contemplating divorce, anytime there's a covenant and then you just bail out or break it or decide to divide, man and wife, church folks, whatever it is, okay, separation is not necessarily the answer. You don't grow unless you work through things. You don't become one accord unless you are willing to fight the battle to get there. All right? Quitters don't make it. Don't do that. Listen, there is a devil. And listen, people that tell me that, I did this to myself, man. I'm in this situation because I started doing that and hanging around with the wrong crowd, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Let me tell you why you did that. Okay? You didn't do it to yourself. You did this. All right? All right? You did what you did because the lie looked better, looked more enticing, looked like the way to go, looked like the right path in your eyes over the truth. That's where we are today. That's a dangerous position to be in. And it's crept in everywhere. It's in your workplace. It's in your home. It's in your life. It's in your society. It's in your church. It's in your church. Half the folks sitting there in church, the parents, okay? The parents responsible for the children, their daughters, their sons, their whatevers, are laying out half the night. Curfew's 11. They come home at 1, and they'll tell you dumb stuff. Well, at least she's never, she's always late. I know she's supposed to be here at 11. She comes on 1, but she's never stayed out all night long. She's never not shown up yet. Well, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. I know she's sleeping with that little boy, but I would rather her have one boyfriend than just to not be like loyal to him and just sleep all around town. And this is not what should be in the church. This is not what you as a mom and dad, as parents, should be teaching your children. The Bible says, bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. In the ways of, train a child, instruct him in the ways in which he should go with biblical foundation, with godly values, with the truth from the gospel. And when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. The lie looks better in our eyes today than the truth. That should tell you right there. These few little things I've given you. There's a million of them. That's the problem. That should tell you right there. The condition of your ability to discern your life, your choices, your kids' lives and choices, what's going on in your church and the choices. How do you discern these things? Huh? The Bible says God, the supreme divinity of the universe, God Almighty, Yahweh, Jehovah, you know who I'm talking about, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What's that mean? That means you got to get in your word to be able to see again. You've lost sight of the truth. You're blinded. The world looks normal to you. It looks normal. You're in it every day. You get consumed in it. It becomes the normal. Just because it became the norm does not mean it's in any way, shape, form, or fashion correct. If you're someone listening to me today and you understand that I'm telling you the truth, and even though you think you're in God and you go to church, you're doing your thing, you're going through the motions, but you're like, Landon, you're right. I have zero personal time with God a day in prayer. Oh, I talked to him a little bit in my car on the way to work. That counts. Listen, believe me, that counts. But that's not laboring for your fellow man. That's not laboring for your country. That's not trying to get God established in your life and your home. Are you spending time on your knees or on your bed or in your chair, just you and him in serious prayer? How much time? This is a check and balance system this morning. I'm going to speak to you the truth now. How much time are you spending in your word? How much time are you really spending in your Bible? Reading the words of God, meditate on them, chewing them up, huh? How much time? Well, none, but God knows my heart. He does. He knows your heart is far from him because you don't want to read your word. You don't desire him. You don't pant for him. You don't crave for him. Change it now. This is not a beat you up message. I'm trying to open your eyes so you can call up here and say, I've gotten conformed to this world. It seems so normal to me. I don't know what is true anymore. Like Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? Do we know? Do we know? Hey, Landon. Yeah, I'm going to call right now. All I want you to do is pray for me, man. I'm going to agree with you. I'll agree with you. You got a guy sitting here saying, I will agree with you. Where two or more touch and agree on anything on earth, the Bible says, this is quotes, man, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. Landon, I just want to pray right now that God would open my eyes again. I'd begin to see in the spirit again. I'd have discernment in my life again, in my family again. Call here and say, I need my eyes open to the truth of God's word. Once again, I've slipped, I've slacked, I've backslid. Lord, help me. I'm going to agree with Landon so we know that we're touching base. We know that we're in one accord. We know we're in agreement, and we know we've asked for help, and we know Father God will hear our prayer this morning. 221-1100. 221-1100, 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. All right, listen, this is so corny, but I've got a lot of t-shirts my wife and I made up. One says, do you believe? One says, follow me. Different colors, really cool shirts. If you call up here this morning and say, look, man, you're right. I need my spiritual eyes open. I want to pray that prayer of agreement with you. I'll take your name and address, and I'll get a shirt to you free. You can walk around with your shirt that says, I believe. Do you believe? Follow me. You can start being an example setter in your neighborhood, in your home, when you walk the bridge. Follow me. People say, what are you talking about, man? I'm following Christ, man. You need to be on board. I'm trying to help you do this. I'm trying to help you walk this. I'm trying to help you witness this. All right, we're going to move into our actual teaching real quick. Got short time now, but I think that was all necessary and needed to be said. We need to open our eyes to what's going on around us. We're walking around with blinders, totally conformed to the world, and it just seems normal. That's no big deal. It's just the way it is. Okay, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's stop it now. Paul says, listen to me, brothers. He says, finally, my brethren. After all that, I want to tell you, finally, my brethren, you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, it's an adverb. He says, listen, furthermore, I'm going to tell you something, brother. All those near to me, all those I care about. He says, you be empowered, enabled in the Lord. Your position is in the Lord, in the Lord, in his word, in intimacy with him through prayer. He says, you be empowered, you be enabled. Your position's in God. He says, and in the power, which is the dominion and strength of his might. This is where? This is two positions now. Paul tells you, listen, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That's one position. You got to be in him. You got to be in prayer with him. You got to be in your word with him. You got to be in him. And then he says, and be positioned in the Lord God yourself, and be positioned in the power of his might. He says, and be positioned in the dominion or strength of God's forcefulness or ability. So, okay, I need to be delivered from whatever it is, let's say. If I need to be delivered from whatever it is, let's say, well, Ephesians 6:10 tells me that if I will come to God and start being strengthened by his word and become empowered and enabled to get my position back in Christ, or if I've never been in Christ, to ask him to come into my heart and start living in Christ, then at that time, I'll now be in the Lord, and I'll have the ability to take on his power, his dominion and strength will help me, and that might will give me the forcefulness and ability to fight through what it is in life and walk holy with my God again. I believe we have a call. Hang on 1 second. Good morning, Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Wow, bless you too.
And your program this morning. I thank the Lord for you this morning. I agree with you 100%. And I'm so glad that the Lord moves people to speak and encourage others to keep on pressing on and
yes.
And hang on for dear life. Because there's no turning back. And, you know, and sometimes I wonder, and as sometimes when I go out and you know, and just be in the middle of this world the way it is, and I see people and even my own family sometimes, you know, I pray a lot for them and I say, Lord, this is so sad. You know, I'm always saying, Lord, have mercy on the humanity. Because it's just like, and I say, how could, I was even thinking this yesterday. I was saying, how could people be so blind and act as if nothing is happening, like if everything they're doing is normal?
I understand, Listen, we're going to cover that in the program now. Would you like to agree with me on prayer for anything you have in your life? That's what the purpose of the phone call is.
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me what we can pray for your life specifically about.
Well, I have I'm battling something, but I know that I'm going to overcome in the name of Jesus.
And oh, good.
Whatever that is, that's what I want you to agree with me.
Amen. Listen, give me the opportunity to do that now. Let's come into one accord and let's touch and agree on that thing now so that the next time you call, you can say, man, listen, we touched and agreed on that thing, and I didn't want to tell you what it was then, but it has now moved out of my way. Okay?
Praise the Lord.
What's your first name? Can I just get your first name?
Can I stay anonymous?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever's comfortable. No pressure here. Lord God, you know who she is. You know her heart. You know what's going on in her life. We come to you now because she has had the nerve to call up and say, listen, I heard you. I agree. That's the big thing. You got to agree in the Lord. We're agreeing with your word, God, not what I'm saying, but your word, your teaching, your gospel, that when two or more agree is touching anything on earth, it shall be done by my Father, which is in heaven. Her situation and her mountain needs to move. I feel the urge now to tell her to be encouraged by Mark 11:23, where it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, but shall not doubt in her heart that the thing in which she says, now out of your mouth, you got to speak to this thing, shall come to pass, she shall have whatsoever she says. This day I want to encourage this sister, Father, to do that, to find the verse in your scripture that she can put on that thing in her way, that mountain, and we're going to speak your word and your word only over it until it removes itself, because it comes under authority of the Almighty Supreme Divinity, which is you, by the Spirit in your word. We thank you, Father God, for this phone call and this opportunity to touch and agree. That's what we're here for. Amen. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit, amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much. Let me go in case more people want to call, and let me try to get through some more of this meat, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, I love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. That was awesome. That's what we're here for. That's the opportunity to come before your God today. And I hope you're paying attention. That's all you do. You just talk to him from a pure heart. You come and say, Father, here's what I got. Let me lay it on you. Help me. And then you got to follow his ways now. There's obedience after that. You can't just throw it up there and God starts telling you what to do. And you're like, I don't feel like doing that. Wait a minute. If you come to God and ask for help, you better be expected to move in a certain direction. He's going to come, meet you, greet you, abide with you, and teach you, okay? Now listen, let's get back real quick. My brethren, you got to be strong, what? In the Lord and in the power of his might. So your position's got to be actually in God and in his dominion and strength. Then you'll have his might, which is the forcefulness and ability to fight your situation or to fight off the devil. All right, devil is evil. Evil is devil. E-V-I-L is evil. You put a D in front, you got devil. They are one and the same. There is no separation except a D. They are the same. The devil is evil. He took the D off so you wouldn't see it as him. It is him, okay? Listen to me. 13, okay? This is Ephesians 6:13. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. In the evil day. You don't think we're in the evil day? You don't think bath salts are evil? Cocaine's not evil? The prescription pharmaceutical pills that are running people's lives aren't evil? Oxycontin's from God? Is that what you're telling me? Huh? But I got back pains. Of course you do. God gave them to you. No, he didn't. Okay, the devil's running rampant and we don't even care. We don't even look. We just turn our back and accept it as normal. He's laughing at us, probably like the Joker on the Batman movie. I'm walking on these people and they're too dumb to even know it. Don't care. Don't get in their word. Don't want to see the truth. Let me tell you something. Listen, I wish I could get with this teacher, but God keeps talking to me. I keep hearing different things and I just got to tell you, listen. When a person ends up in trouble, jail, penitentiary, or just trouble, got caught at work doing something, here's what happened. Let me tell you how strong truth is over the lie. You can live the lie, you can get deceived. You can want to go into the closet and have sex with the secretary in the mop closet, whatever the case is. But when you actually get caught, right? And the only reason I say that, I took care of a customer last week, they were telling me about this thing. They live in one of the nice country club places, and they were in the country club, and the golf pro got caught with someone's daughter in the whatever. And I'm thinking, this is terrible. Well, when you get caught, when the truth comes to the surface, the first thing someone does is fall under conviction. And this is not even, I mean, this is fully God, but they don't know this. These are people who are not honoring God, don't care about God. But when the truth surfaces and the lie gets exposed, right away they totally confess, oh man, I'm so sorry about that, blah, blah. Conviction comes on them. As soon as the truth comes, you can see the lie. But until the truth shows up, you can't see the lie. That's in nature. I'm not speaking spiritual principles. I'm speaking anytime somebody gets caught and the truth gets revealed, the lie all of a sudden becomes prevalent and it's obvious and you see it for what it is. Same thing in scripture. It's going on. You don't see it because you don't seek the truth. If you will get in your word and seek the truth, you'll understand that child of yours that you've never been able to get under control, I don't know what to do with him. You'll tell your neighbors, your friends, and everybody on the phone, I don't know what to do with him. I just don't. I don't know what to do with him. Of course not. Let's see, I spent a half hour on my word this morning. No, you didn't. That's why you don't know what to do with him. You don't understand the nature and the forcefulness found in God's word. Paul says, look, man, he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all stand. This is what he's saying. When he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, wherefore is a channel through. When you look it up in the Greek, it's a channel. So it's coming from heaven. It's coming from God Almighty through the Holy Spirit to you. It's the wherefore. Take unto, he says, wherefore receive. channel God into you, channel the Holy Spirit towards you, receive him as the take unto. And then he says, take what? What am I to receive? The whole armor of God. The whole armor of God found in his word. When you put that gospel around your waist, when you put that gospel around your feet so you don't walk in the wrong path or go to the wrong place, when you cover it like a helmet on your head so you only speak the truth, and so the lies and the things that would normally come in your ear gate can't come in because I put a helmet of salvation on. I've read the Bible so much in the New Testament. I've got so many scriptures and words rattling around through my head. If anything comes at me, a scripture is quickened by the Holy Spirit from within, and I can battle that thing instantly. If you don't have that in you, you have nothing to call upon. When he comes to you, your best thinking can't get you here. The guy in prison, his best thinking didn't get him there. The girl that lost her job for stealing, her best thinking didn't get her there. The deception of the lie got her there. The dishonesty looked more honest and looked better than the truth. He says, wherefore, you better take on the full armor of God, everything you can get from God. You better take everything from the supreme divinity you can possibly get your hands on. Just to be able, he says, just to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means that's the only way it's possible. Excuse me. To stand, that's to oppose or resist, it, which is your position, okay, in the evil day and having done all stand. In the hurtful or harmful or evil influence. That's what that means, the evil day. He says, having done all, having worked your best to accomplish this, having given everything in Christ and to Christ by his word, now, he says, now stand. That means you're now able to abide, to continue, or hold up your Christian walk, to hold up your integrity, to not get taken out of the workplace for a lie, for cheating, for stealing, for anything else, to not get divorced for a lie. You're now able because you did that. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all stand, what am I saying? That's today the evil day. You better take on this whole armor of God. The word says so. You take a part of it, you're going to get torn to pieces. You got to take the whole thing. If you're not spending time in your word on a daily basis, somebody has lied to you, somebody has fooled you. What they've told you is not necessary is the absolute prescription for godly living. You'll never get there without it. You got to know this. You got to believe me. Try it. I challenge you. If you'll get in there and do that. Oh, the lady that called. I just realized this. I promised a t-shirt. If you'll call back and give us your address, I will give you a t-shirt. Or if you'll email me at trylifeline@gmail.com, trylifeline, T-R-Y-Lifeline, @gmail.com. Give me your name and address. I'll send you a t-shirt for being bold enough to call you. Put that thing on, start walking it, start talking it, start speaking it, change your life. It's got to come out of you. What's in you comes out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Put the word in you abundantly so your heart is surrounded with the gospel of truth. And when something comes up, you can say it. When evil comes your way, you can say, listen, devil, the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee. Not if I want you to, not if I think so. It just says that if I do it in the name of Jesus, you have to flee. He knows scripture. He knows it's true. That joker will leave you alone. But if you don't have something from the word of God, if you don't have a sword of the spirit, which is the word coming out of your mouth, let me teach you this. That when it refers to the sword of the Spirit, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's the word of God coming out of your mouth spoken because it's down in you richly. It abides in your spirit, man. When you speak it, it's a sword. It cuts the devil in half. It stops the things that are coming at you. The wicked and the evil flee when you speak that sword of that spirit. I'll be expecting your emails this week. trylifeline@gmail.com. I'd love to speak at your church, your small group, whatever you have. If I can share this kind of message with somebody, if you think people are hurting and need it, trylifeline@gmail.com. Don't be afraid to go and listen to the broadcast, WCNO.com. Click on demand, pull up any Saturday. I need your support. Thank you for helping us in advance. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Hey, this is Landon for Lifeline. I love you so much. God bless.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.